რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 14 საათია. გთავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. ნატოს საპარლამენტო ასამბლეამ პლენარულ სხდომაზე მიიღო დეკლარაცია საქართველოს ევროატლანტიკური ინტეგრაციის მხარდაჭერის შესახებ. საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტი პირობას დებს, რომ მომთხოვნი იქნება ვლადიმირ პუტინთან შეხვედრისას. ეს შეხვედრა დღეს იმართება. ალექსეი ნავალნიმ და მისმა მოკავშირეებმა ოფიციალურად მოითხოვეს სანქცია 12 ივნის რუსეთში დემონსტრაციების ჩასატარებლად. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. ნატო საპარლამენტო ასამბლეამ თბილისში საგაზაფხულო სესიის პლენარულ სხდომაზე დღეს მიიღო დეკლარაცია საქართველოს ევროატლანტიკური ინტეგრაციის მხარდაჭერის შესახებ. მანამდე ნატო საპარლამენტო ასამბლეის თავმჯდომარემ პაულო ალიმ აღნიშნა, რომ საქართველოს ეკუთვნის ჩრდილოატლანტიკური ალიანსის წევრობა. მისი თქმით, ნატო საპარლამენტო ასამბლეა 15 წელია მხარს უჭერს საქართველოს ევროატლანტიკურ არჩევას და გზას ინტეგრაციისკენ. პაულო ალიმ ხაზი გაუსვა ნატოში ჩერნოგორიის ბოლო დროს გაწევრიანების მნიშვნელობას.
Montenegro's accession is an important step for Georgia as well.
ჩერნოგორიის ალიანსში გაწევრიანება წარმოადგენს მნიშვნელოვან ნაბიჯს საქართველოსთვის და ყველა იმ ქვეყნისთვის, რომელიც მიისწრაფის ნატოში გაწევრიანებისკენ. ეს ფაქტი წარმოადგენს მკაფიო სიგნალს, რომ ნატოს კარი ნამდვილად ღიაა და ვერანაირი მასშტაბის გარეწნეხი ვერ შეუშლის ხელს ამ ქვეყნების სწრაფვას მისდიონ ალიანსში გაწევრიანების
ამოცანას.
განაცხადა ნატოს საპარლამენტო ასამბლეის თავმჯდომარემ. ასამბლეის დღევანდელ სხდომაზე სიტყვით გამოვიდნენ საქართველოს პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე ირაკლი კობახიძე, პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილი, პრემიერ-მინისტრი გიორგი კვირიკაშვილი და ნატოს გენერალური მდივნის მოადგილე როუს გოლტემიულერიც. ნატოს საპარლამენტო ასამბლეის საგაზაფხულო სესიის მონაწილეებს დღეს ასევე სიტყვით მიმართა უკრაინის პარლამენტის ვერხოვნა რადას თავმჯდომარემ ანდრიი პარუბიმ. საქართველოში მისი ვიზიტი ითვალისწინებს ასევე შეხვედრებს საქართველოს პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარესთან, პრეზიდენტთან და პრემიერ-მინისტრთან. საფრანგეთის ახალი პრეზიდენტი ემანუელ მაკრონი ამბობს, რომ მომთხოვნი იქნება დღეს ვერსალში რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინთან შეხვედრის დროს. მაკრონის აზრით აუცილებელია რუსეთთან საუბარი, რადგან არსებობს არაერთი საერთაშორისო საკითხი, რომელიც ვერ მოგვარდება რუსეთთან მწვავე დიალოგის გარეშე. რთულ საკითხებს შორის, რომელსაც ორი პრეზიდენტი განიხილავს, იქნება მოსკოვის სავარაუდო ჩარევა საფრანგეთის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებში, მოსკოვის მიერ სირიის პრეზიდენტ ბაშარ ალ-ასადის მხარდაჭერა და რუსეთის ინტერვენცია უკრაინაში. მაკრონის და პუტინის შეხვედრა, რომელიც დაახლოებით 2 საათში იწყება პარიზის მახლობლად ვერსალის სასახლეში, იმართება რუსეთის მეფე პეტრე დიდისადმი მიძღვნილი გამოფენის ფონზე. 27 მაისს მაკრონმა დიდი შვიდეული სამიტის შემდეგ თქვა, რომ მომთხოვნი იქნება რუსეთთან ურთიერთობის დროს. რუსმა ოპოზიციონერმა პოლიტიკოსმა ალექსეი ნავალნიმ და მისმა მოკავშირეებმა ოფიციალურად მოითხოვეს სანქციები მოსკოვსა და სხვა ქალაქებში 12 ივნის დემონსტრაციების ჩასატარებლად. ნავალნიმ დღეს გამოაცხადა თავის ვებსაიტზე, რომ აქტივისტები 212 დასახლებაში აპირებენ აქციების ჩატარებას. ნათელი არ არის, რამდენ ქალაქში მოითხოვეს მათ შესაბამისი სანქციები. ნავალნის თქმით, დემონსტრაციები გაიმართება იმისგან დამოუკიდებლად, იქნება თუ არა სანქციები, რადგან მოქალაქეებს აქვთ შეკრების უფლება 12 ივნის, უქმე დღეს, როცა რუსეთის დღე აღინიშნება. მოსკოვში ნავალნი მოითხოვს სანქციას ტვერის ქუჩაზე 15,000 კაციანი მსვლელობისთვის და კრემლის მახლობლად შეკრებისთვის. ნავალნი, რომელიც პრეზიდენტ პუტინის ერთ-ერთი მთავარი ოპონენტია და სახელი გაითქვა რუსეთში კორუფციის მხილებით, ცდილობს გამოიყენოს კრემლისადმი კრიტიკული განწყობა, რომელიც გამოიხატა 26 მარტს რუსეთში უჩვეულოდ ხალხმრავალი საპროტესტო აქციებით. და ბოლოს, საფრანგეთის ქალაქ კანში დასრულდა საერთაშორისო კინოფესტივალი. მთავარი პრიზი ოქროს პალმა ერგო შვედი რეჟისორის რუბენ ესლუნდის სატირულ ფილმს „კვადრატს“. ის 19 ფილმიდან გამოარჩია ჟიურიმ, რომელსაც ესპანელი პედრო ალმოდოვარი ხელმძღვანელობდა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
This one is for the Beehive, the largest and I dare say most influential fan club in the entire world. Welcome to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of the Queen Bee, Beyoncé.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it, want it. I turn yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, own it. I twirl on them noodles, hater, albino, alligators, get up, Camino with the Cielo, sipping Cuervo and no chill out. Sometimes I go off, I go off, I go hard, I go hard. Yeah, what's mine? Hey, what's mine? I'm a star, I'm a star. Cause I slay, I slay, I slay.
Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Beyoncé Knowles was born in Houston, Texas, at a time when girl groups were all the rage. So it was no surprise after her parents discovered how talented she was, they called up a few of her friends and encouraged them to form their own group. In 1990, Beyoncé and her girls formed Girls Time. And in no time, the young singers became the act to beat at talent shows all over Texas. They eventually landed a spot on the popular television talent competition, Star Search. Unfortunately, the girls lost the competition, but not one to be discouraged by defeat, Beyoncé and her crew set out to prove the doubters wrong. They worked extra hard to perfect their sound and were able to secure a position as an opening act for groups like SWV, Drew Hill, and Immature. By 1998, they were ready to show the world what they had to offer. With a new name and Beyoncé as their lead singer, Destiny's Child released their self-titled debut album. It did fairly well, peaking at number 67 on the Billboard 200 chart. The following year, Destiny's Child released their sophomore album, The Writings on the Wall. The album included Beyoncé's first number one hit, the first of many. Here's Destiny's Child with Bills, Bills, Bills.
Bills, morning I'd recall, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
On my car, gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Numbers here more than once. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another? A baller,
when times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
Or at the grid with another lady. If you took it there, first of all,
It's hard to believe that you are at home by yourself when I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I am a stupid thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Beyoncé Knowles Carter, who started her career as the lead singer of Destiny's Child. Say My Name was the third single from their sophomore album and earned B and the Girls 3 Grammy Awards and shot to the top of the Hot 100 chart. The celebration, however, was cut short by a shakeup in the group. In 2000, Destiny's Child reemerged as a trio featuring Michelle Williams, Kelly Rowland, and Beyoncé. They released their third album, Survivor, which debuted at number one and went quadruple platinum. The first single held the number one position for 11 weeks. Here's Destiny's Child with Independent Woman on the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Beyoncé's number ones.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on,
come on, bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own carnal and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I fall. The clothes I'm wearing, I fall. The rock I'm rocking, I fall. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I fall. The house I live in, I fall. The car I'm driving, I fall. I depend on me, I depend on me.
All the women, independent.
Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Tell me how. how you feel about this. Do what I want if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet.
baby.
That was Destiny's Child with Bootylicious, the second number one hit from their album Survivor. Beyoncé breaks out on her own when the Soul Lounge Spotlight returns.
This is the remix. This is the remix.
Shake your thighs, all I'm trying to do in the hood is stay alive. Make a little money with Destiny Child. Thugs hear the song and dance, they go wild like Texas. They moving like No Limit soldiers. It went from a dream to the young Supreme team.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This week, we're celebrating Beyoncé Knowles Carter with a collection of her number one hits. We pick up the story in 2002. While on hiatus from Destiny's Child, Beyoncé hits the studio to begin working on her solo album. Beyoncé chooses to executive produce the album in order to gain more control over her sound. The album debuted at number one, as did the first single, which featured a popular New York rapper who was rumored to be her boyfriend at the time. Here's Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z with Crazy in Love on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Beyoncé.
Yes. So crazy right now. Most incredibly.
friend so quietly.
Who he think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you know what I thought I knew. It's the beat that my heart gets when I'm with you. But I still don't say just how you look and doing no one else can.
When the flow is loco, Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a Greensboro wreck. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure him out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
It sounds so good.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch. Don't touch. And keep talking and mess, that's fine. But could you walk?
Listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I am the Lady DJ, and this week we're celebrating the life and music of Beyoncé with a collection of her number one hits. Irreplaceable became Beyoncé's fourth number one hit from her sophomore album, B-Day. It was originally written as a country song before being transformed into a mid-tempo ballad. Now, by this time, Beyoncé had solidified her place as a role model for independent women around the world. And it was during this period Beyoncé made the decision to expand her career beyond just singing. She made her major motion picture debut in the film Pink Panther, and soon after landed the lead role in a movie adaptation of The Dreamgirls. The following year, she embarked on her first world tour as a solo artist. The Beyoncé experience solidified her position as one of the most dynamic live performers of her time. The following year, at a listening party for her fourth album, I Am Sasha Fierce, Beyoncé announced her marriage to longtime boyfriend Jay-Z. Though she was now a married woman, she continued to represent for her single sistren with another anthem and number one hit. Here's Beyoncé with Single Ladies on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies,
now put your hands up. Oh, 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 oh.
from her I Am Sasha Fierce album. That was this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight artist Beyoncé with Single Ladies. 2010 was a great year for Beyoncé. She took home tons of awards, including 6 Grammys, which tied her with Lauryn Hill for the most awards in one night by a female artist. By this time, Beyoncé had been working nonstop for 12 years. Her mother, who had been by her side as her stylist and biggest fan, encouraged the diva to take some time off to enjoy life, and so she did. During that time, we would occasionally catch images of her and hubby Jay-Z traveling the world, looking blissful and well-rested. The following year, it was back to work, and fans were ecstatic to hear that she was dropping a new album. 4 was released in June of 2011 and included the song that elevated her from musical icon to feminist icon, a label Beyoncé reluctantly embraced. Ladies, I'm going to need you to sing along to this one. Here is the song that hit number 1 on the dance club hits charts. It's Run the World, Girls, on the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Beyoncé.
Girls, we run this mother.
Business, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you still like me.
Soul Lounge.
From her 2011 album 4, that was Beyoncé with Love on Top, a song that hit number one on the adult R&B charts. You may remember her performance of this song at that year's MTV Music Awards. It was during that performance she showed off her baby bump, and the world nearly lost its mind. Yes, Beyoncé was expecting. And in January of 2012, Beyoncé gave birth to her daughter, Blue Ivy. Many wondered if motherhood would conflict with Beyoncé's career. Would she still be able to dedicate the same amount of time to banging out number one hits while taking care of a little one? Well, the answer came at midnight on December 13th, 2013, when out of nowhere, her self-titled album popped up on iTunes. While rumors of new music had been circulating for over a year, no one would confirm that she was indeed in the studio. And no one expected what was to be a game changer, not only for Beyoncé, but for the music industry as a whole. Even today, whenever an artist releases an album with no prior mention or promotion, we say, oh, such and such pulled a Beyoncé. Beyoncé marked the singer's evolution from role model for young girls to a role model for grown women. She was a married woman, a mother, and in total control of her career. While fans dug the album, there were a few outspoken critics of her new image, but she paid them no mind. Here is the first single from Beyoncé, which hit the number one spot on the hot R&B charts. This is Beyoncé and Jay-Z with Drunken Love on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, you got me pity, baby, I want you.
Swerving on that big body, been serving all this. Surfing all and it's good.
spilling liquor all on my attire. I've been drinking watermelon.
You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring the number one hits of Beyoncé Knowles Carter, who over the course of her career has become one of the most successful pop stars of the 21st century. And in 2016, she also became one of the most respected and revered artists and feminist icons of her generation thanks to the release of her visual album, Lemonade, which was released exclusively on Tidal, again, to everyone's surprise. Hundreds of articles, essays, and think pieces were written about the project. The Lemonade syllabus for feminists was created. Courses on Beyoncé and her influence on American popular culture are being taught on college campuses all over the country. She has been declared one of the most influential people in the world and the most valuable celebrity on social media. Along with her husband, Jay-Z, the Knowles Carter fortune exceeds $1 billion, and there's no indication her influence will wane anytime soon. And what makes her so great? Well, it depends on who you ask. I can tell you this, her ability to...
გავაკეთო ის, რაც მე მომწონს, რაც არ არის აკრძალული და არავის ამის გამო არ გაუჩნდეს სურვილი, რომ ასე ვთქვათ, ჩემზე რაღაცა ისეთი თქვას, რომელიც ჩემს პიროვნებას შეურაცხყოფს.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.8-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.